Okay, good morning, everybody. This is pre-proposal meeting for project CN25010AJJB, Kiker Preserve slash Flint Pen Design Phase 1, now scheduled for today, February 27th, 2025, at 9 a.m. My name is Jake Bond, I'm a procurement analyst for Lee County Procurement Management Department. I ask at this time all Lee County staff, along with the consulting staff and any public present, to introduce themselves and state what department or company they are with.
I'll start with you, sir.
Nick Charnas with Hathaway Associates.
Mike Mills with WGI Streamline.
Amy Wicks with Wicks Consulting Group.
Daniel Schrader, AM Engineering and Survey.
Actually, AM Engineering and Survey.
Carnegie with Johnson Engineering.
I'm Jordan Barville with Johnson Engineering.
David Wortham, Lee County Natural Resources Project Manager.
Phil Galugli, Lee County Natural Resources.
Roland Otto, Lee County Natural Resources.
Okay, then before we begin, we would note for the record, members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, we'll open the floor at this time to any public comment. Note for the record, there is no public comment. We are here today to discuss this project and answer any questions that you may have about this project. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you may have after today must be submitted in writing to me via email. My contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Please note, any information received through verbal communications should not be binding on the agency and should not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. Before I turn this over to the project manager and the floor for questions, I have a few housekeeping items I'd like to cover. All proposals for this project are due March 21st, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. Proposals submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. The question deadline for this project is March 13th, 2025 at 5 p.m. There are several forms and documentation that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete to their entirety. Proposer checklist slash document management form. This may be used as a guide in your submission and details the forms and documentation that may be required for the solicitation. Please note, if a form is not applicable to your firm, you are requested to submit this form with NA or not applicable clearly noted across the document. Form 1, the solicitation response form. This form is your acknowledgement to the participation in the solicitation. It must be fully executed and submitted with your package, or potentially will deem your firm as non-responsive. Addendums must also be noted here as well. Document postings. Addendums and other pertinent documents, such as the notice of intended decision, will only be posted to the Lee County Procurement website. The link is on the front page of the bid documents. You are responsible for checking the site often for the presence of any addenda and any other materials. Should an addendum be issued, you must acknowledge receipt of this addendum within the space provided within online. I'd like to turn it over to the project manager to provide a brief description of the project and any comments you would like to share. Once complete, we'll open the floor for questions. So go ahead, David.
Okay, so we're looking for a consulting firm to do the design, permitting, and construction engineering inspection for approximate 6.5 mile long berm on the Kiker Preserve property. And it'll basically start in the northwest corner, continue along I-75, and then connect ultimately to a berm on the Bonita Grand property. We'd like to have this berm follow the most environmentally friendly path to limit impacts, but you know, we have a conceptual alignment, but that can be revised as necessary. There's some more details in the RFP. Happy to answer any questions.
Phil or Roland, you guys want to add anything else to it?
Well, then, I mean, there'll be some coordination with our parks department as well, because they are interested in the balance of the property and what the ultimate use for that is going to be. You said it's coordinating with the project to the south, but I think we still have to have a larger scope view as well as the entire project, which you may know goes all the way down to the north side of the Kiel Canal. So we want to know what, you know, the potential, at least planning-wise, what that would look like. But the detailed design would be for cut your property so we can get that part of it.
See you all taking a bunch of notes too. I will post this all to the website so you can reference back to it if you ever need to.
We do have two grants that makes a the way the timing kind of works out, we're limiting 100% design plans to 12 months. That's noted in the RFP. Understand permitting is not under your control, but we can get 100% design plans in 12 months. That will allow us to meet our grant requirements.
Do you guys have any questions? Don't know. Speak at once.
Are the weirs included as well?
Yes.
Sorry, are the weirs included as well?
Yes. Operable structures.
No.
And then you have all of the models and everything as a basis, or is this going to be a start over from scratch again on all of the modeling that was done from the conceptual?
The intent is to build on off of the models that were created. And if it's easier, you can extract the information from the existing models and create it.
So you have the existing models then?
Yes. Those can be provided. If you'd like a copy of the models prior to bidding prior to the evaluation meetings, then you'd have to bring in an external hard drive, probably 4 terabyte.
We could, is it possible we could post in the addendum too, if there's an option way, like we do the MFT site usually. Is it too big for that?
Yeah.
It is too big for that.
It takes almost a whole day to just download it.
We can't have one individual like firm come in and get it. I have to make it available for everybody.
So then at this point you...
We can...
The report is posted. It's fine.
Okay. Is that okay? I just want to be sure, like, you guys have the information you need. It'd be great, but... Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to put a... damper on that, but
it would be challenging getting it to everybody.
That's fair.
Yeah, the report is good for now. It was more sure. Developing an approach. Need to know what tools you have.
Sure. You guys have any other questions?
Are you interested in electrically actuated remote control gates?
Yes.
Side of things. Have you guys received questions?
We have. Thank you for actually bringing that up. Yes.
Are you planning to post responses to those?
It'll be enough time for you guys to look at them and review them. I've gotten 4 questions thus far. Thank you. I was going to read those off. So I have 1 question here. None of these have answers to them yet. We'll put a formal answers in the addendum. But the first question is, if a firm is selected for this particular project, are they precluded from selection in any subsequent phases, either as a prime or a sub? That's question 1. Question 2 is, can a firm be a sub-consultant to multiple prime submitters? Question 3 is, can a firm be both a prime submitter and a sub-consultant to another prime submitter? And then the last question is, I was reading the subject RFP and know it is encouraged to be used MBEBB, WD, and BBE firms. Is it just encouraged or is it mandatory? And would you lose any points if the firm isn't a Florida certified enterprise? So those are the questions I've gotten thus far. We'll get those answered in the addendum. None of them are answered yet that I can give.
Would purchasing consider, because I think there's a lot there in terms of teaming and things like that, would you consider extending the deadline a little bit so that the firms can, once those get responses to
them? Take that into account. That would be on the department's call, but I know that they're on a tight timeline for things. Mm-hmm. What I can tell you is we can probably get this posted early next week. Is what I'm kind of thinking right now off the top of my head.
It's due on the 21st, I think.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. Yeah, 21st. Yeah, so We do the best we can to give you guys plenty of time, because we know that this takes a lot of time and effort on your guys'. Yeah, I'd say early next week to the latest would be the middle of next week. I can get this posted, unless we get any other questions before then, too. That does slow up the process, because to go back and forth with the departments for you and things.
So ask your questions now.
Yeah, so yes, ask your questions, submit them to me as soon as you can. The earlier, the better.
Did I hear that there's two grants?
Correct.
I saw there's the DEP
two,
one.
Two state grants.
Two.
And the county's planning to do all the grant administration for those grants?
We would like it to be part of this contract.
It would be part of that, right?
Yeah.
We mentioned in the specifications on page 20, article 3.4, the grant management compliance, help with the paperwork there. So you can make reference to that. Is there any other questions? All right. Doug, again, just get your questions to me as soon as you can. Send me an email. We'll get them in. We'll get this posted as soon as I possibly can for you guys. That way you guys can start working things out on your end. There's no other questions. As a reminder, any information received through verbal communication should not be binding on the agency and should not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. This will conclude the pre-proposal meeting for project CN250108 JJB Kiker Preserve/Flint Penn Design Phase 1. Thank you, everybody.